This is The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW, the show that brings you valuable information about real estate, the financial markets, and other economic business of the day. Your host, Edward Brown, is a nationally recognized expert on money and investing who has appeared on CNN and has published numerous articles in national business magazines and newspapers. Now, your host for The Best of Investing, Edward Brown.
Welcome. You're listening to The Best of Investing. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-hosts, Mark Honf and Nam Phan of Pacific Private Money. Our phone number is 888-912-1190. Use that number to answer the trivia questions for a five-pack tanning certificate. Thank you very much, Tan Bella, for providing those certificates.
Yeah.
They're the ones who are sponsoring the trivia contest. And now that we're into summertime, got to get your tan on. Check them out. Tan Bella, two locations in San Francisco and one in Marin. Today's trivia theme is history. We all remember our history.
Yes,
great.
All right, Mark, give us an update. What's going on in real estate?
Well, I thought we'd start the show by talking a little bit about Bay Area home prices. So if you read the paper, any of the papers, any of the local papers, any of the media or the real estate blogs, in fact, probably most of you like me, you know, also get your news from whatever news feeds. If you've been paying any attention at all, you would be hearing, and you would know, because you are an educated and you're watching the news and you're listening and you're paying attention. Home prices are dropping in the Bay Area.
What?
The only problem is they're not.
All right, who's telling us a lie?
Well, it's that old challenge that we've had with the way the media reports on the news, and we know that most reporters are not real estate experts, and most reporters just, and in fact, even most reporters aren't even responsible for the headlines on whatever news feed or newspaper they're working for. They're going by median home prices, the sales or median home price sales for prior months. They go up, they go down. Well, recently they've gone down, which would indicate home prices have dropped. And you'll see a headline that says home prices dropped 2%, or home prices dropped 1.5%. The problem is that's just not what's happening. Home prices haven't dropped in the Bay Area yet. They might, and they may, because we know that we probably haven't killed the concept of a real estate cycle. We're likely going to have one again, and prices will very likely drop, but they haven't done so yet. And according to Kay Schiller, which is the most widely respected reporting agency for the real estate market that measures actual price per square foot of homes sold, not median home price where half sold above this price and half sold below this price, but if the units vary or if there's not that many units that sell, the median home price is almost next to a worthless statistic. So worthless as to almost be criminal, but that's for another topic.
So they do mode or mean?
Yeah, that's right, exactly. So according to the Case-Shiller Index, which just released its April statistics, pretty much the first four months of 2019, home prices year over year are up just under 2% on an annualized basis. Now, what's interesting and noteworthy about that is that the first 4 months of 2018, all 4 months were over 10% year over year home price appreciation from 2017. So we were still in a very, very strong, upwardly appreciating market in 2018 for the first 4 months of the year. But here we are a year later in 2019, and we're basically in a flat or cresting market, but prices have not gone down. And just because someone lowers the asking price of the home they're trying to sell, that also doesn't mean right. that home prices are going down. It just means that they were asking for too much.
Right. Yeah, that presumes that the price that they listed it at was spot on, but that's not necessarily the case. People are usually think more that their house is worth more than it is. Yeah. Right.
Well, and there are pockets, like always, of neighborhoods where home prices on the market are seeing price cuts. Days on market are going longer and longer, and price cuts are more frequent. But I just sold my home in Novato for a record price per square foot. So how does that happen in a market where home prices are declining? Well, it doesn't. So the Novato market right now is red hot for properly priced homes in turnkey condition. So there's all kinds of factors that go into how a home sells, how quickly it sells, at what price per square foot it sells.
Well, a good example on your house, you sold it for a record price per square foot.
For that neighborhood.
Did you get your asking price?
Actually, no. My asking price was higher,
but
I pulled that asking price out of my rear end. I mean, I didn't get a broker price opinion, or I didn't let the listing agent tell me, because I've got 30 years of real estate experience, almost 40 years of real estate experience. I said, here's the price I want to list it at. I did not attempt to list it low and create a bidding war. I knew that I was going for the gusto on this because I remodeled my home nicely, and I knew it was the nicest home on the street.
But then someone says, see, he lowered his price. Right. I'm asking, oh my God, the prices have gone down.
So you know? I got within like 3% of my asking. It was very, very close.
Yeah.
So I didn't. So as far as I was concerned,
actually.
I actually got more than I thought I was going to get net. And so I'm very pleased with the marketing that my realtor did. Even though I was the one who said, "Here's what I want to list it for," and they said, "Okay, great. let's see what we can do." And
all right.
So we staged it nicely and promoted it on all the right places, and we got what we wanted. So anyway.
Good job.
Moral of the story, home prices are not yet declining in the Bay Area. Real estate is still strong in Northern California.
All right.
Yeah.
We're going to cut to our first commercial break. Here's our first trivia question. History. Which amendment to the Constitution gave women the right to vote? Which amendment? What number are we looking for? Right?
Oh, it's a number.
Yeah, it's a number. which amendment? The First Amendment? No, that's the...
Free speech.
Thank you. Hey, you just cut off my free speech. All right, call
the second, isn't that the right to arm bears?
Yeah, there you go, to arm bears. Hey, talk to Yogi about that one. All right, 888-912-1190. We'll give credit to the first three callers with the correct answer.
Ooh,
on this,
nice.
All right? Which amendment to the Constitution gave women the right to vote? Don't touch that dial. The Best of Investing is going to be right back.
For more information on today's topic, call Edward Brown directly at 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. The Best of Investing will continue in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
It's no secret that the wealthiest people in the world use real estate to become rich. For almost a decade, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned 7.5% and more, secured primarily by California real estate. Let me say that again, 7.5% and more. This is not a REIT. It's a mortgage-backed investment where you earn like the banks. Look around and tell me, who's bold enough to promote annual yields of 7.5% and more? Call Pacific Private Money and join the thousands of California residents who have watched their savings grow. A 7.5% return secured with real estate is worth the call. For more information, call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150. That's 415-883-2150, or visit their website at pacificprivatemoney.com. That's pacificprivatemoney.com.
All investments have inherent risk due to market fluctuation, and your individual results may vary based on the investment. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investments or investment strategies.
Have you ever wondered how the banks make all their money and wanted to be on the bank side of the deal? At Pacific Private Money, their clients do just that. For almost a decade, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned high yields on their investments, earning returns of 7.5% or more, secured primarily by California real estate at conservative values. As most baby boomers know, it's important to earn consistent above-market returns on their savings and retirement accounts. High-yield alternative investment strategies like Pacific Private Money's mortgage-backed investments might be just the thing you need to boost your income.
Join the thousands of California residents who have learned one of the best-kept secrets in investing. For more information, call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150. That's 415-883-2150, or visit their website at pacificprivatemoney.com.
All investments have inherent risk due to market fluctuation, and your individual results may vary based on the investment. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investments or investment strategies.
Now, back to the Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown, on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to the Best of Investing. Edward Brown here, along with Mark Hanf and Nam Phan of Pacific Private Money. First trivia question was, how many armed bears does it take? No, it's kidding. You had to listen to the end of the first segment to understand. Okay, which amendment to the Constitution gave women the right to vote? What number?
18?
Nope.
Ah! 9.
19.
Oh, I was
telling you, all those women are just going to be disappointed that you didn't know it was the 19th Amendment.
Yeah.
Right,
there's still some men out there that regret that amendment, I think.
Okay. Nam, you were listening to some podcast.
Yeah, so kind of along the vein of what Mark was talking about in the last segment, not the home pricing strategy, but the article on home values or home
pull
prices.
Pull the number out of your rear end. Right?
I was listening to an interview of Glenn Kelman, who's the CEO of Redfin. Okay. And he was talking about the housing market too, and his company actually last year said that by the end of 2018 you're going to see home prices start to drop, and but now he's saying that the home prices are stable and strong. He said with low interest rates, the demand is still there. He said obviously if rates start climbing up, that'll affect it, but he also said that last year was the year that China started pulling out of the market and buying, and not as much real estate purchases, but now it's back.
Yeah, I was going to say, when they pulled out of their buying spree in all of the United States real estate, what did they do?
They were divesting because they felt like they were, estate in the U.S. was at the top of the market.
And where did they invest?
Don't know where they invested, but they're sort of back, and the Middle East as well, and how they're investing in real estate are through companies like Redfin and Zillow and these iBuyer companies. So these real estate brokerages who are buying homes directly from homeowners. That's a growing segment of the real estate transactions. In fact,
it's a theory that these companies, they'll buy it at what price that they can then flip it. And basically, it's the commission that they're working on.
Yeah, the commission and being able to secure a transaction from home sellers. And in fact, I think 20% of the homes sold in the Phoenix metro are through iBuyers. So where are these companies like Open Door or Redfin getting their money? It's from investments from China and the Middle East.
Interesting.
So they're back in the real estate market, just in a different format.
And how are the, let's say, the iBuyers, you call them, I meaning the letter I, right? Like
sort of
iShares or something. Yeah. How are they, buying based on some listing from another broker?
No, they're buying directly from the seller. So they're approaching a homeowner and saying, listen, we'll buy the home directly from you. You have two choices. You can list it with us on the open MLS, and then you have to worry about having people walk through your house and people bidding on it. Or for the convenience, we'll buy the house from you for X dollars, guarantee the sale, and you'll be able to close in 3 days.
And I assume you can still negotiate with them and say, well, that price is too low.
You can probably negotiate, but they have some fixed value in mind that they can't go below. But the convenience factor is huge, and there are a lot of people who, especially boomers, who are just saying, you know what, I own my home free and clear, or I have so much equity, I just want convenience. I don't want people traipsing through. Sure. I don't want this long, dragged out process. Yeah. So,
and they know about how much it would sell for anyway.
Right.
And you do the math, take the commission out. What about realtors, though? They get nervous about that?
Yeah, I would say the entrenched real estate industry has actually done a pretty good job at holding off attempts to disrupt the real estate transaction industry. But all of that activity notwithstanding, there are inroads that are being made across the board. And even companies who are looking at you know, blockchain back engine companies to kind of cut out some of what they think is waste and so-called rent seeking, you know, pulling money out of a transaction without adding any true value or more than your true value. So it's there's very interesting technologies at play here, and I don't think this is an issue that's going to go away.
Yeah,
and
I agree.
That's not to say that it's not a good idea to go the traditional route and hire a really strong real estate agent or realtor team from a top agency in your area to do the things that they do. But I'll tell you that we know that there's a relatively new major company that has been growing very quickly in the Bay Area that has approached us with some very novel marketing ideas and proposed some collaborative opportunities to us that we found very intriguing. So there's a lot of technological advances happening right now across the board in many, many industries, and the real estate industry is just, it's not immune, and there's going to be some changes coming up.
And can you explain the blockchain issue here? Because I think I'm probably like most people. I hear blockchain, I think Bitcoin, but there's two different things. Explain how blockchain would work.
Well, you're really asking the wrong person to explain. It's, you know, like give me a napkin and a crayon, and I'll see what I can do here. Make sure it's a purple crayon.
Well, if I remember, but we were talking in the car.
So blockchain is the technology behind Bitcoin, and blockchain technology, there's already a company right now in San Francisco called Figure that does home equity lines of credit 100% entirely on the chain, as they call it, using blockchain technology, meaning it's all online, it's all done on blockchain, it has various features of immutability and trustless technology, where you don't have to trust whether the information is accurate or not. In a nutshell, it's another way. I mean, you think of it as a CRM back engine system for processing transactions. And so in the lending arena right now, Figure is testing it using home equity lines of credit as an example. It's their first product, but they intend to expand. And so at Pacific Private Money, we're also looking at similar technologies that we may be able to use, not so much to originate our loans online using blockchain, but maybe using blockchain as a method for selling our loans, because that's one of the things that we're doing to scale our company is once we close a loan, if we believe there's a market for it, and there are, and we've already have several deal flow agreements called flow agreements to companies that buy our loan product, but buying it on the blockchain saves time, saves money, creates efficiencies, allows us to lower our rates. I mean, there's a number of benefits to the consumer, and really at the end of the day, if it doesn't benefit the consumer, it's not likely to be a successful product.
Well, one of the things when Mark and I were talking, because I was trying to understand this being not experienced in the blockchain part, I said, it sounds like, let's say a borrower comes in and says, here are my tax returns, here's my credit report, here's a preliminary title report, which is great information, but how can you trust that he's giving you the most up-to-date? Mm-hmm. So the blockchain, basically, you can independently, it's sort of like when the bank says, Mr. Brown, we want to see your tax returns. Sure, you can show them to us, but sign this 4506 form so we can get it direct from the IRS.
Right.
So it's that sort of thing where you do the blockchain, and effectively you can just get it from the source is critical to making it trustless.
Because
unfortunately, people are not trustworthy.
Right. Yeah. How do you know that they didn't give you altered documents or whatever the borrower did?
Yeah.
So the idea of blockchain is getting it directly from the source for like a credit report. Or maybe, I don't know, at some point, evaluation, depending on what companies participate.
Well, Pacific Private Money, you do your own valuations, or you hire separate third-party appraisal.
Yeah. We do, but we could, using blockchain technology, we could have our appraisal company submit directly to the chain, as it was called. It would be uploaded into whatever blockchain-based back engine we were using. But long story short, there are a lot of technologies that are at work here attempting to disrupt the real estate industry to lower prices, lower commissions, and create better efficiencies for the consumer. So that's something that's not going to go away, and it's happening right now before before our eyes.
Yep.
All right. When we come back, we're going to take a very quick commercial break. In fact, the next commercial break will be fast, too. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about deal flow, deals of the week, and how you guys are involved. Okay. Second trivia question is, who is widely credited for sewing the first American flag? You'll know the name. Call 888-912-1190. If you're the first three callers with the correct answer, you're going to win that tanning certificate, which is worth over $100. Who is widely credited for sewing the first American flag? Stay with us. You're listening to The Best of Investing. We're going to be right back.
Have you ever wondered how the banks make all their money and wanted to be on the bank side of the deal? At Pacific Private Money, their clients do just that. For almost a decade, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned high yields on their investments, earning returns of 7.5% or more, secured primarily by California real estate at conservative values. As most baby boomers know, it's important to earn consistent above-market returns on their savings and retirement accounts. High-yield alternative investment strategies like Pacific Private Money's mortgage-backed investments might be just the thing you need to boost your income. Join the thousands of California residents who have learned one of the best-kept secrets in investing. For more information, call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150. That's 415-883-2150, or visit their website at pacificprivatemoney.com.
All investments have inherent risk due to market fluctuation, and your individual results may vary based on the investment. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investments or investment strategies.
You're listening to The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW. Once again, your host, Edward Brown.
Welcome back to The Best of Investing. One more time, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mark Hanf and Nam Phan of Pacific Private Money. Second trivia question. Who is widely credited for sewing the first American flag?
Betsy Ross.
Betsy Ross. That is correct. See, you guys know your history. You were one for two.
Mark does.
Mark does. Okay.
I knew that, too.
So Pacific Private Money is similar to a bank in that you guys make real estate loans. All right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm telling you what you do for a living. Okay. Now, people come to you because for whatever reason, the bank can't help them out. Either maybe the transaction has to close quickly, or there might be a glitch in the credit report, or someone's been on the job 18 months, not 2 years, or whatever the reason.
Right.
All right. Give us an example of a loan, you know, maybe a deal of the week or a loan you guys recently closed.
I'll do a deal of the week, actually, that covers both of those. What were those two that you mentioned? Oh, tax lien and credit issues, right?
Credit issue and speed.
Speed. Well, and tax liens.
Ah.
So we had a borrower come to us because of what we call lazy credit.
Okay.
Also a tax lien. And essentially what happened is this borrower makes $400,000 a year. So he's doing okay. And owns a home in, I think, the Silicon Valley. It's worth $1.9 million. But he doesn't pay his bills on time. And also, I guess, didn't pay his taxes on time. And so he was trying to get a loan with a conventional lender because he wanted to purchase an investment property.
Yeah, those banks, they don't like it when you don't pay your bills on time.
Yeah, nope. Or you have a tax lien. So yeah. Right from the get-go, no can do from the bank. So the mortgage broker came to us, said, can you help this guy out? And we said, sure, we can. But as part of the proceeds needs to pay off these tax liens.
Yeah, sure.
So that's got to be taken care of as part of the transaction. So we provided a loan to him, and I think this one was for 1.2, and his home value is like 1.9 or something like that. And we were able to close, and he won't be able to refinance within 6 months, but between 6 months and a year, which is, I think we have him in a bridge loan, he'll be able to.
And how do you feel comfortable that he's going to make his payment and not get back into
The tax lien was a requirement, and also he hired a CPA to help handle his finances and get him back on track credit wise.
All
right. But we also have, you know, it's like 59% LTV on this loan, so he's got we have a lot of protective equity.
So he makes enough income because he makes the $400,000.
Yeah.
And
we're paying off his tax lien.
Taking off his tax lien, helping getting all his credit cards up to snuff.
Helping him pay some debt, off some debt.
And then he'll be able to qualify, you think, in a few years, a couple of years? Or
actually, he won't be able to qualify within 6 months, but the exit is that he'll refinance within 12. So
okay, so he'll get his
this act together. Situation fixed.
Okay.
That's common.
So what about the one that one of our top agents just called you about earlier today? In fact, in the elevator up here to the to do the show.
Yeah, and so, you know, we talk about bridge loans all the time and how banks don't do cross-collateralization. And this one's a big bridge loan opportunity. I don't want to jinx it by saying too much, so I'll knock on wood. But essentially, it's a borrower owns a home in the peninsula and wants to buy in the East Bay. And essentially owns the home free and clear worth over $7
million. How do you get a house free and clear for $7 million unless you bought it for
He probably
$5 million.
Bought it really well, or maybe he had it, you know, bought it for quite a bit less, tore down the house, built it, maybe using stock money.
Yeah. Or inherited it.
Owns a lot of real estate, very astute, apparently, astute real estate investor. Per our agent, he does a lot of owns a lot of real estate in the Bay Area, but wants to buy in the East Bay. It's a competitive marketplace, so wants to go in essentially with no sale contingency. So that's perfect for our bridge
loan. And he wants
to
buy roughly a $4 million home.
4.5, 4.6.
And why wouldn't he just go to the bank if he owns a lot of real estate and he obviously makes good money? We don't know how much yet. He's got a $7 million free and clear. I mean, isn't that just, wouldn't a banker just shower him with $100 bills if he walked into the branch?
That's what our agent asked him. And he said, you know, he doesn't have enough credit history because he deals in cash.
Or Bitcoin.
Bitcoin, so
or maybe he owns
a lot of assets,
real estate,
but you know, it's you know, we look at it and you know, obviously, you want to have to
like
validate everything,
right?
Yeah, it's a no brainer deal. But you know, a lot of our listeners, I think, are boomers, and I don't whether or not this gentleman actually is, we have so many people who come to us who own their home free and clear, have owned it for decades, and want to downsize, want to move down, but they can't get bank financing because they're on limited income,
fixed income.
So, in this case, you're going to get. So let's say if you make the loan, roughly $4 million, you'll get a $7 million piece of collateral. And the target property that he's buying for $4 million, you'll also get that as collateral.
Right.
So
and
you're, you're getting $11 million worth of collateral for $4 million is, what is that? That is?
Abacus.
Abacus says 36.4% LTV.
So this is an example of using our unique bridge loan product to basically take two properties and cross them up, provide essentially 100% financing to purchase the next property. Then that borrower can put his existing home on the market, sell it, and pay off our loan in full and have no bank financing at the end of the day. So this is a perfect, perfect strategy for someone who either owns their home free and clear or has a very little amount of debt, tons of equity, looking to downsize. Maybe they're really looking to take advantage of that equity and downsize to maybe even another state or county where home prices are lower. And but they don't want to sell first. So here's a way to use debt that they really only need for a short term, because at the end of the when the dust settles and they sell their existing home finally, they're going to pay off our loan in full and own that target property that where they want to move into free and clear
and have $3 million in their pocket.
Absolutely.
Again, we know why the bank wouldn't do it. He may have owned too much real estate also. So what roughly terms would you offer someone like that?
Rates will probably be somewhere in the nines on this.
Our typical bridge loan product is like an 8.99 interest rate, so call it 9%, and anywhere from 1.75 to 2.25, 2.5 points. It really depends on, you know, is it a rush deal? Do they have to close in 5 to 7 days? We usually prefer to get, you know, 2 to 3 weeks for a consumer product like this. If the LTV is above 70%, it might be a little bit higher on the rate or fee, or if their credit score is, you know, below a certain threshold, it might be a little bit. But generally speaking, our average borrower's FICO is in the 700s or more. They're making good income. They probably have never borrowed from a private money lender like us. In fact, they probably shudder at the term hard money. Oh, isn't that that, you know, predatory Simon Legree type financing for losers?
Yeah.
You know? But no, it's because the loans are generally short term and they're low documentation, fast, friendly. friendly, reliable. A lot of people, a lot of realtors and mortgage brokers recommend us to their clients who don't even realize that our loan program exists. So if you're a mortgage broker or realtor out there, you need to check us out at PacificPrivateMoney.com. That's PacificPrivateMoney.com, or give us a call and let us tell you how you can close more deals and make more money by helping more clients with our bridge loan product.
And for the listeners out there, if you're interested in earning quite a good rate of return, we're going to tell you how to do that in the next segment with these kinds of loans. All right, here's our third trivia question again. We're going to just take a quick break. We're going to come right back. So you, which U.S. robbers had the surnames Parker and Barrow? You will definitely know these robbers. Call 888-912-1190. The first three callers with the correct answer are going to win that tanning certificate. Which U.S. robbers had the surnames Parker and Barrow? Stay with us. The Best of Investing. We'll be right back.
For more information on today's topic, call Edward Brown directly at 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. The Best of Investing will continue in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
It's no secret that the wealthiest people in the world use real estate to become rich. For almost a decade, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned 7.5% and more, secured primarily by California real estate. Let me say that again, 7.5% and more. This is not a REIT. It's a mortgage-backed investment where you earn like the banks. Look around and tell me, who's bold enough to promote annual yields of 7.5% and more? Call Pacific Private Money and join the thousands of California residents who have watched their savings grow. A 7.5% return secured with real estate is worth the call. For more information, call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150. That's 415-883-2150, or visit their website at PacificPrivateMoney.com. That's PacificPrivateMoney.com.
All investments have inherent risk due to market fluctuation, and your individual results may vary based on the investment. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investments or investment strategies.
Now, back to the Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown, on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to the Best of Investing one more time. I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mark Hanf and Nam Phan of Pacific Private Money. Third trivia question was, which U.S. robbers had the surnames Parker and Barrow?
Clyde and Bonnie. Or Bonnie and Clyde.
Bonnie and Clyde. That's right. Oh. Bonnie Parker and Clyde Barrow.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
So I figured I'd ask somewhat of an easy one. All right, here we go. Email time, which will lead into what we were talking about, investing to get these kinds of good rates of return on those types of loans you're talking about. Mark or Nam, please explain how your fund has the potential for a growth investor compared to someone who invests in deeds of trust individually.
You've been getting all the questions right, Mark. Why don't you take this one?
Hey, you better know this one.
So at Pacific Private Money, we are specialists in alternative real estate loans. As we've been talking about for most of the show, our most popular product is a short-term bridge loan where people take advantage of our ability to lend across multiple properties so they don't have to sell their home first to buy their next home. That's not the only type of loans we do, but it's probably 40% of our daily loan generation, and very popular, especially among mortgage brokers and realtors who refer business to us. And we use all of our capital is private. It's privately sourced through individuals, most of whom live right here in the Bay Area. In fact, some of you listen to this radio show. And there are two ways that you can invest in our loan products. One is investing directly into a specific loan. That's referred to as note investing or mortgage investing, also known as trust deed investing, because your money is secured by a deed of trust with your name on it. And the second way that we work with investors is through our mortgage pool fund called the Pacific Private Money Fund, which you've heard us talk about for years now. We launched it in 2013. It's 6 years, just past its six-year anniversary. And that fund allows a little bit more flexibility in terms of how much you invest, when you invest, and whether you can add to your investment, and the fact that you don't have to pull your money out until you're ready to, because unlike a note that generally pays off and you have to take all of your investment back, in a fund, we get payoffs all the time, but we just roll that money right back out the door again in form of a new loan. So the question was growth investing versus income investing. And so when you invest in most mortgage pool funds like ours, you have the option of taking the monthly earnings, the monthly distributions in cash. So if you're an income investor and you want to rely on that nice 7.5% income that we're producing today, and that's our trailing 12-month average is right around just a tick above 7.5%. And of course,
Performance.
That's right. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Thank you. I got tongue-tied on that one. But if you do not need those monthly distributions and you would prefer to enjoy the magic of compound interest,
to a mutual fund.
Yeah, very similar to a mutual fund. Those distributions roll right back into new shares and you get a boosted yield. I think our trailing 12-month compounded yield is approximately 7.8%. So we're you know knocking up against that 8% range, which is not a bad rate of return compared to a lot of other places you could put your money. Now, of course, you know hopefully you've got a well diversified portfolio of you know stocks and bonds and real estate and you know what have you. But for those of you who've been paying attention and know that there are alternative investment opportunities out there. Alternative investments include things like, you know, Bitcoin or actually owning real estate is considered in the alternative investment strategy, but lending on real estate, investing in real estate secured mortgages, either directly or through a fund like the Pacific Private Money Fund is a great way for you to have options to not only earn above market rates in a frustratingly low interest rate market that's likely to continue through 2020. Can you believe it's been this entire decade we've had this amazing run of low interest rates? So as a borrower, you're thrilled. As a real estate investor, you're thrilled. But as a saver who doesn't want to put all of their money in the stock market or take undue risks, how do you achieve above market yields? And mortgage investing has been called the best kept secret in investing today. And the three of us here agree with that. We talk about it all the time. So for more information, you really do need to study how you can earn 7% or more, 7.5%, even approaching 8%. If you invest in individual notes, you can even, depending on what type of notes you invest in, you could even earn upwards of 8.5%, 9%, maybe even 10%. So there's lots of opportunities. Go to PacificPrivateMoney.com.
All right, I'm going to rapid fire questions at you. All right. Is there any fee to get in?
No.
Is there any fee to get out?
No.
Okay. What's the minimum hold time?
1 year.
Okay. So there's a...
We're talking about the fund now.
The fund. Yeah,
in an individual note, there is no minimum hold time because you invest in a note. You get... Well, if you invest... Let's say the loan's a 3-year loan and you invest in that note. The guy might still pay you off in 6 months and you have to take your money.
Yeah.
So in a fund, most funds have a minimum holding period and 1 year is not uncommon, although some funds have a 2 or 3 or 5 year hold. It just depends on what kind of loans they're making. Some funds specialize in making longer term real estate loans. Our fund specializes in short-term real estate loans. Our average loan has a 12-month term, and it's paid off in 6 months. So our fund is very liquid because their loans are always being paid off. And therefore, when people want to get their money out after a year, we have never had a problem redeeming capital. In fact, we just redeemed a $1 million investor recently who wanted to buy a vineyard. And so we redeemed. That was the largest redemption we'd ever done.
And he was probably surprised going, this really did work.
How long will it take you to do that? Well, I've got some payoffs coming. How about 30 days? Is that fast enough? And of course, he was in escrow, and that was perfect timing for him. And so he's very, very happy that he was very happy to earn, over 7% for the couple of years he had that $1 million in his account.
He might be back.
He will be back. Yeah. Absolutely.
How often have you lost money? Because,
we've never lost a dollar of investor principal in any loan we've originated since 2008. And what was happening in 2008 and 2009 and 2010?
The market was still going down.
The market was going down. Real estate prices were dropping. And yet we were making loans, mostly short-term loans, to flippers and real estate investors. And we never lost a dollar of investor capital.
And just to clarify, you said since 2008, we started in 2008. So it wasn't like before 2008 we had lost investor capital.
Yeah.
It's when we started.
Well, we opened the doors. All of us have been in the real estate industry in one form or fashion our entire careers, but I did a pivot from working for a real estate developer to starting this company in 2008. I liked the business model and thought it had legs, and it's the best decision I ever made.
Yeah, and the fund itself has only been around since 2013.
Right, the fund is 6 years old. The company is 11 years old.
And how many loans have you made?
Total loans, we're well over 1,500 loans. I think we're about to hit 1,600 loans for a total of, I think we're up to $650 million. We're looking forward to hitting that $1 billion mark. And based on our activity of late, we're probably going to hit that in the next 2 years, I would say, yeah.
18 months.
There you go. That's the goal.
That's the goal.
I like
right.
it.
Yeah.
I like it.
No, the alternative financing industry, notwithstanding what anyone might think is going to happen in the real estate market, is very strong and is expected to remain strong through the next cycle. Do you think banks are going to be more inclined to lend or less during the next down cycle?
Less right. inclined. They were, yeah. And yeah. I don't know any other investments that have this much liquidity and pay this high rate of return with so little risk. Yep. I mean, that's really what it comes down to, those three main things. All right, stay with us. The Best of Investing will be right back with some closing comments. Hi, listeners. This is Edward Brown, your host. I had a 40-year-old listener sign up for a $500,000 life insurance policy guaranteed not to increase for the next 35 years at a cost of only $51 per month. Holy smokes, that's less than $2 per day guaranteed for 35 years. Imagine, this is probably the last life insurance policy this listener will ever need to buy because the premium is fixed for the next 35 years and it is from a well-known, highly rated company. For your free quote, call our toll-free number, 888-912-1190, and make sure to leave your name and ask for a free quote. I'll get right back to you. Hurry, as I suspect these rates will not last long. Again, call 888-912-1190 and ask for your free life insurance quote.
Have you ever wondered how the banks make all their money and wanted to be on the bank side of the deal? At Pacific Private Money, their clients do just that. For almost a decade, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned high yields on their investments, earning returns of 7.5% or more, secured primarily by California real estate at conservative values. As most baby boomers know, it's important to earn consistent above-market returns on their savings and retirement accounts. High-yield alternative investment strategies like Pacific Private Money's mortgage-backed investments might be just the thing you need to boost your income. Join the thousands of California residents who have learned one of the best-kept secrets in investing. For more information, call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150. That's 415-883-2150, or visit their website at pacificprivatemoney.com.
All investments have inherent risk due to market fluctuation, and your individual results may vary based on the investment. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investments or investment strategies.
You're listening to The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW. Once again, your host, Edward Brown.
Welcome back to The Best of Investing. Edward Brown here along with Mark Hoff and Nam Phan. I didn't have any more trivia questions because Mark said, no more history. Okay, Mark, you wanted to have a Zillow article here.
I thought we'd end it with a fun and useless article about real estate from Zillow. According to a new Zillow survey, 36% of home sellers say the process left them in tears.
Is that because their house got ransacked or what?
With millennials and parents far more likely to cry at some point during the sale. It goes on. Of those who cried, 20% shed tears 5 times or more.
Oh, my God.
Well, now, who was answering these questions?
Yeah. Well, maybe is it sentimental? You know, my kids
I'm
grew
sure.
up in the house
Yeah.
type of thing?
I should ask my wife if she cried when we sold our home in Novato.
I don't think so.
I didn't.
No, I think she was happy.
How
when
did
I
they know,
for joy.
Like,
yeah.
Please answer this question. Did you cry 1 or 0 to 1 yeah. time? 2 to 3? 4 or more?
It's no wonder in a world of hyper-connection and on-demand everything, selling a home traditionally is one of the few things that has not gotten easier over time. Well, we talked about that, how technology is likely to change that, and there are a lot of technologies out there trying to change it right now. Anyway, if you've ever sold a home before, you know how daunting the process can be, says so-and-so. Anticipating that stress can be a huge obstacle that keeps homeowners from moving on to the next stage of their lives. Our survey found more Americans were stressed over selling their home than planning a wedding, getting fired, or becoming a parent.
Wow. Than a wedding. That's
Yeah, I don't know.
Wait. We're going to get married and move into a home.
Yeah, and have a baby at the same time. So, wait, but hold on. 10 times you have a baby, that lasts at least 18 years. Selling a house lasts how long?
Yeah, well, here it goes. Selling a home can be challenging for many reasons. Among those surveyed, 70% were stressed by uncertainty over the sale price. Another 70% were stressed that their home wouldn't sell in their desired time frame. 65% were stressed that an offer would fall through. Yeah. And another 65% were stressed about fixing up their home for sale. Wow, that's a lot of stress.
Yeah. I can't read the purchase agreement. It's all smeared with tears. It's sad. It is
stressful.
They
do say it is the, for most people, you know, buying a home is the biggest transaction they will ever make.
Well, why I think I've kind of somewhat decided with my wife that this may be the last. I mean, we've remodeled the house. And yeah. It's like, I don't want to move again.
Yeah, moving is the pits. It really is.
It is. All the vacation. Let's go, what about this house over here? I said, listen, let's just vacation anywhere we want. You know? No, yeah. We'll vacation at your house for one week.
Oh, great. That's good times.
No, I like that idea. I mean, we're in the same boat. You know, the idea of getting a second home anywhere just seems silly. Just, you know, have a beautiful home where you want to live and then travel and go to different places. Now, Airbnb. I mean, you don't need to buy a home.
True.
You need to buy a boat. You can rent everything nowadays. I mean, you don't need to buy big, expensive
toys
anymore.
But now here's the problem with fixing up your house really, really nice. A, you don't want to leave it. And then B, when you vacation, it doesn't match up to what you have at home. It's true.
Yeah. We stayed at Stinson Beach last weekend at this home. It was modern. It was beautiful. The windows and everything. It was
How much did it cost?
It's killer. I don't know. My sister paid for it.
All right.
So
I want to hang out with your sister.
I want to know her. I want to get adopted by her.
It's great. It's
beautiful. Again, guys, give out your information. And Dom, did you want to mention
Private money loans?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Just real quick. I mean, we talked about the fund, which is where a lot of our investors park their money. But for those who like individual trust deeds, you can also go to our other marketplace, which is privatemoneyloans.com, if you're interested in individual deeds of trust. And we'll have more posted, actually, in the coming days. So
it slowed down a little bit. I mean, every year around this time of year, people go off on a vacation and then the loan volume goes down. But it's funny this week, this past week of the July 4th holiday, all of a sudden, loan volume went up again. But again, privatemoneyloans.com is our online trust deed marketplace. Now, that's opposed to our company name, which is Pacific Private Money, and pacificprivatemoney.com is where you can go to learn about deeds of trust and loans as well, because there's a link to Private Money Loans direct from the website. So check us out, pacificprivatemoney.com and privatemoneyloans.com.
All right, guys, thanks for joining me. Thoughts for the day. It's a funny thing about life. If you refuse to accept anything but the best, you very often get it.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And eventually, people will realize that mistakes are meant for learning, not repeating. Don't repeat that. Okay. Tune in next week to The Best of Investing. We're going to be giving away more free prizes for answering trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm Edward Brown, wishing you the best of investing. So long.
You've been listening to The Best of Investing with Edward Brown. For more information on this program, call 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. Or visit bestofinvesting.com. And join us again next week for The Best of Investing on the Bay Area's Business Leader, AM 1220 KDLW.
This radio broadcast is in no way an offer to sell securities except where applicable in states where we are registered or where an exemption or exclusion from such registration exists. Information discussed during this broadcast, whether stock quotes, charts, articles, or any other statement or statements regarding market or other financial information, is obtained from sources which we believe are reliable, but we do not warrant or guarantee the timeliness or accuracy of this information. Nothing in this broadcast should be interpreted to state or imply that past results are an indication of future performance. There are no warranties expressed or implied as to accuracy, completeness, or results obtained from this broadcast.